Hi everyone, it's Helen from the Beacon Centre, back with another Beacon update after a break in which I have been able to enjoy some of the lovely sunshine we've had. How are you? I hope you've been enjoying the recent warmer weather. Long may it continue, I say. First up this week, we'd like to say a very big thank you to the Worshipful Company of Spectacle Makers for their generous support of Beacon's activity programme to get people moving again after the pandemic. As a result of their funding, we'll be able to provide sessions aimed at improving people's mobility, confidence and independence. We can't wait to share the results with you later in the year. Next up, how does someone with sight loss check the use-by dates of food? We'd love to hear your suggestions, but we think that one of the easiest solutions is a gadget such as the OrCam ReadSmart, which will read back text to you when you press a button. It's just one of the ways that technology can help make you more independent if you're living with sight loss. To try the OrCam ReadSmart for yourself, book an appointment with our sight loss advisors on 01902 880 111. That's 01902 880 111. Now, what would you do with £1,000? I tell you, there is quite a lot that I could do with that. Well, if you sign up to the Wolves Lottery, you'll be in with a chance of winning that each and every week. Even better, you'll also be supporting people with sight loss with a donation of 65 pence from every £1 played made to the Beacon Centre. It costs just £1 a week to enter, and you can find out more on our website, beaconvision.org/support-us/wolves-lottery. Lastly this week, do you fancy a coffee and a catch-up? It can even be a tea if you want. Well, why not join us for our next Beacon Coffee Morning? We'd love to welcome you along. Come along between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. at our Sedgley Centre on May the 13th. It costs £5 to come, and to book your place, call 01902 880 111. We also regularly hold coffee mornings at our Stourbridge Centre if you'd like to join us there too. That's it for another week. Hopefully, I'll be back again soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.